have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 152 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, if you've never heard us before, I'd like to paint a picture. You ever go by a bakery and you see a beautiful cake in the window? You know, we're like that cake. We have three wonderful layers. We glisten when the light hits us. We have cool-looking designs and a
we're
topper.
We only glisten because we're super unhealthy.
And then there's a topper that just makes you say, yes, yes, it's worth the price. Then you get it home, you cut a slice, take a bite, and immediately regret your purchase. Mm-hmm. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who continue to pee and poop in every cake we make.
What? Why? What? Well, I mean, listen, you're not supposed to tell them my secret ingredients. It's my pee and my poop. I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin, and that is not the Colonel's recipe. We have that locked up in a safe. We use particular poop that you cannot find anywhere else.
We actually use grinded up kernel.
Yes. We grinded up the kernel, but that's one part of the seven special ingredients, so your job is to figure out all other six of them.
Yep.
We've given you one. Now, if you can figure out all seven pieces, we will give you a wonderful prize. It will be a Steam game, $10 or less. That's what we'll do for you. I have to apologize in advance. I've just had a terrible cold. I am hopped up. Is it hopped up? Yeah, hopped up on some Dayquil right now.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
So I'm not feeling well. I'm sorry if you hear me sniffle or cough during the podcast. It's my bad.
Or if he makes a racist remark.
Yeah, that actually is blamed on the cold as well. So it pretty much, when you're on medication, you're allowed to say anything you want and blame it on the cold.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump must be constantly on medication. Yeah.
This is true. This is a fact of life.
Medication.
Medication.
Quote unquote.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes. You can always leave us a review as well. And visit our home on Audio Boom. And you can always... did you get a haircut? No, I didn't get a haircut. I just did it. So thank you for asking. I just figured, hey, why not look good for the show? If you're on Android, you can always hit us up on Stitcher Radio.
And what are you talking about?
Sorry. Who asked that?
Yeah, no one asked that.
Ryan asked that in a text.
Okay.
Kevin and I are like, what the fuck are you talking about? No one said that.
Doug, if you can, go ahead and leave the call, and I'll invite you back. You are you're coming in really terrible.
Like, you sound like a 1950s like radio show.
It sounds like we called you on a 56K modem.
Fuck you! It sounds great on my stream. They can hear everything.
All right, fine. We're gonna keep it the way it is. Let's see. Also, follow us on social.
Wait.
We're gonna get through this intro someday. Someday.
Fuck you! I'm back.
And you sound wonderful. We're gonna finish up this intro now. Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek on Twitter, Facebook, and fuck Instagram.
Whoa! Yeah.
At least today. At least today. We've been in a constant battle with them. At least Doug has, and I'm about to throw them. I'm about to fucking Steve Austin them.
Steve Austin with a samurai sword?
Yeah, with a katana. He's just coming in hot.
Mm-hmm. God, Doug sounds like shit right now.
It's okay. It adds to the show. Like the intro we said, we look like a cake. We taste like shit.
I just pull the audio from my video then, because everything sounds great over here.
Mm. There you go.
Let's see. We want to jump into the show, but first, let us tell you something a little bit about Patreon. Last week, we set up some pretty great rewards. We're going to list them real quick, not spend a lot of time on them like we did last week. You can donate as little as $1 a month, and you will get some extended episodes. We do a pre-show, and we do a post-show. You'll get all that extra content for as little as a dollar a month. You can pay $5 and get a credit on the show at least once a month. $10 gets you a personal message. We'll read it on air. $15 will play at least an hour or two with you on Steam. $25 gets you any merchandise that we make in the future. It just comes to you and arrives to your house free of charge. $50, you will sponsor our show, and we will say that you sponsor our show and talk about what talk about you or your product that you want to pitch. Whatever you want to put on the show, we'll put it there. So those are our Patreon rewards. What does the Patreon money go for? It goes to all the overhead that we have, that we incur. And then also, we're setting up a booth down in Houston this year. It's going to pay for that. It's going to pay for all the good stuff we're giving away. That's it, boys. So head over to Patreon/8BitGeek and help us out. Please.
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 I think we're worth it. We're at least worth a dollar a month.
I know we're worth a dollar a month. And you know what? If all of our fans gave a dollar a month, we'd be making $5 a month. So, please give. So that $5 is going to come in handy. Every week we do a little something called Misconnections. It's a fun collection of actual real posts that we find on Craigslist in the Misconnection section. And away we go.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
This week you're going to have to use your imaginations. I've had some audio trouble with YouTube and it's not working. So this week you're going to get, you know, no background music, but I'm going to make some for you. Take it away, Doug.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah.
That's not background music. You got me scared to say anything because I'm afraid I sound like shit on your end.
Oh, we you really do. It. I'm sorry, but you sound like a shitty telephone.
Oh, yeah, but you could sound like a sexy TV personality. Come on and get it.
What the fuck?
I don't know. He's got a mind of his own.
That's the background music. Like, that's a song that I was singing. Do, 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 sex. Do, 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 do. Blow job. Do, do.
I'm going to exit the call, I guess, and come back so it sounds good.
Okay.
All right. While he does that, Jeremy.
Yes. Do you have a question for me?
How do you like your eggs?
I love them.
Scrambled.
In the morning, scrambled up and really hard. Put some ketchup on them eggs and make sure you stir it up like this.
Now, you have, while Doug's reading his Misconnection, you should sing that exact song.
Dougie Fresh, you are up, sir. And boy, do we got a good one for you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm reading the chat. The chat right now is getting crazy. I don't know what's happening in the chat right now. And this, it's like someone sent me a small loan of $1 million. Get out of here, Bruce Wayne. Get the
Bruce
fuck
Wayne
out.
Acting a fool.
Bruce Wayne back again with that fake money.
That fake ass money. Fake ass Gotham shit money.
Mm. Nigerian Bruce Wayne.
Nigerian Bruce Wayne. Get out of here.
Let's address these comments after Misconnections. Go.
Right. Okay. So the first one. Comes from your buddy, Sean Pennis.
Oh, yeah.
Federal to Arveda. I don't know what that is. I fucking wrote it, but I don't know what the fuck it means. Sorry they took all of your TMNT comments. TMNT comments. TMNT. That's hard to say when you have a lisp like me. TMNT. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Age, I'm 43 this week. So I'm old. I know this is random rambling since I haven't seen you since you quit and life with its twist. Me with my random text. I constantly think about you at the former work. I enjoy someone that has as much geek mentality as I do. It's become rare in a mundane field of life. I wish I could take you away. Sliding down into the forgotten realms of distant. Hold on, I'm pretty fucking sure I've read this one before.
No.
Yes.
No, I just found this one.
I don't think so.
I remember this realms, forgotten realms, and distant lands. I'll continue reading it, but I'm pretty fucking sure this is an oldie.
Let's see.
Okay. Blah blah blah. Distant lands. Again, this is just a ramble. For I am also not one to destroy goblin kings and gelflings for my personal gains. Just know that even if nothing transpires, you have a friend who is thankful that the keep calm chive on transition was smoother thanks to you. I still owe you the wink wink nuzz nuzz stip upper lip and all that. Most definitely have read this one before. But keep your mind open, your heart true, and your beauty shall not fail. Of course, now you're still not around, and I lay trapped in the knowledge that that it still sucks without your geek girl nature that I find so incredibly sexy.
Now, before you get on me about reposting this, I do have an update. It seems that this gentleman has reposted this many times, and there is a response. There is a response.
Holy fucking shit, tits. Oh, no.
Here we go. Okay. So I just Googled it now. There's your response. It's loading up.
Oh, it's a dick pic.
No. Doug, did you get it?
Is a picture loading?
Just forget the picture. Deleted.
No.
It was just a picture of poo.
Oh my god, dude, you're back to that trolling, that bullshit. Please stop. How many years have you been reposting that? Fuck.
Wow.
So in my defense, I did not know. It said it was brand new, so I was just like, oh, this is too good.
Someone is not a fan of the Sean Penis.
Yeah, Sean, why do you keep reposting that?
Dude, I gotta get laid, bros. Super duperly need to get my dick fucking wet.
Hey, Sean.
It's been since the hand job at the Lions game.
Hey, Sean. Do you know
the Bills?
You know who needs to get laid too?
The Bills versus Lions.
It was the Bills, I think, versus Lions.
There's a lot of debauchery that happens at Buffalo Bills games
all the time.
What's up, Ross? Sorry, my buddy Ross is tuning in.
Okay, so here we go. So it's 4 p.m. Okay, and this gorgeous UGA fan at Kroger on Riverside Drive, okay, at this comic book store.
Oh, hey, Marky Mark.
Hey, Sean.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty good, okay?
I can't wait to hear about this gorgeous UGA fan at Kroger on Riverside by comic store.
Oh, my God. Just give me my minute, okay? I'll tell you. Fuck. Anyway, whenever there's a sports thing going on, I always post it, okay? Here we go. There's a gorgeous UGA fan at a Kroger on Riverside. You were wearing a Georgia hat, okay? You had a shirt and some black shit on. Sorry, it was shorts. Oh my god, you really hypnotized me, okay? I was just like, where are you? Where are you? I'm hypnotized. Just when I walk by you and look between your legs, okay? And that sweet, sweet tan of color on your skin, it looks so smooth. I just wanted to put some peanut butter on it, like Kevin likes, and just
Yeah.
I can't get you off my mind, okay? I think about you like 24/7. Oh my god. Wish I could just talk to you and hear your voice. You just blew my mind. Boom. Like Transformers did.
Like what?
Transformers.
Transformers.
You making fun of me, bitch?
I don't think Marky Mark has like something that kind of list.
I'm sorry. I'm researching for a role, okay?
Is it the role of Sean Penis?
They're making a documentary, okay? It's called How to Be Sean Penis.
How to Be a Virgin for Life. Oh. Sean Penis story. That's what it feels like right now. Not getting my dick wet.
If you want your dick wet, I could take you to the pool.
It's the pool. It's not the spot in between the woman's legs. I don't want anything to do with it.
Wow.
All right, Kev, man, take us home.
Yeah.
It's like
this one.
It's like, fall that up, huh?
Got nothing for that, baby. This one is A at Windsor Walmart. Male for women, Haroldsburg, Windsor.
Hi, A. How you doing, A? I've been lusting after you from the day we met. I would like it if we could make love at least once. At least one time. I know we are both married, but I would love to feel our bodies rolling around together in sexual bliss.
Is that what sexual bliss sounds like?
Baby, it can sound like a lot of things with okay. me.
All right.
I only hope you come here and read this and know who I am and feel the same way. Let's have some great sex at least once. That means if it sucks the first time, we gotta have it again, if you know what I mean. If you do come here, tell me your name and also who you think I am. Your secret pal, Velvet Jones. Conversations.
I was waiting for it. I was fucking waiting for it.
Do we at least have the record scratch? Yes, that, at least that works.
So when you go into post and you cut out all that other bullshit of us fucking around and messing up the show, you can add in that music too and have it scratch right on time.
Yep, this is true. Podcast, the people won't know a thing.
Oh my gosh.
Listen on iTunes. let's see, guys. We got some great news going on, and one is some news from my childhood. You guys ever watch Tales from the Crypt? I know you should have.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of it. What is the Tales from the Crypt? Well, who is John Kassir? Did we have him record something for us? I don't remember. Maybe you could play it right now.
Doug, I don't know if you're being serious right now, man.
With that voice.
Yeah,
I really need you to play that intro that we have recorded.
Doug, are you being serious right now?
Yes, please play it.
I think he's being serious.
I'm not going to let it go until you satisfy the need to hear that intro.
This show is off the rails. I can't even.
So off the rails.
It's so, like, because I don't even have it ready.
Oh, well, while you're getting that together, little fun fact about Mr. Crypto here, the Crypt Keeper.
Not my dog?
His name is Crypto, with a K. And he's pretty awesome. Crypt Keeper, those eyes are actually the same exact eyes used on the Chucky doll in Child's Play.
What?
Boom. Yeah, same maker.
Well, why don't you just go through the story while I'm looking at this thing? What's going on with – why are we talking about it?
Oh, well, that's easy. Because good old M. Night Shyamalan
Shyamalan-a-ding-dong.
Basically, he is going to do the Tales from the Crypt reboot. Take that as you will, but at least it's coming back. He said the new Crypt Keeper is cool and dark. I don't know if they – did they ever confirm if John Kassir is coming back?
Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And thanks for listening to 8-Bit Geek.
We play that every October.
Remember when you guys were there and I got him to do that?
Remember when I had to tell you to do it?
Remember when we
I did not. I was the one who walked up to him. He knew me. He was like, I recognize that beard. You were Kevin.
I just saw you like a month ago.
Yeah, he's like, why are you stalking me? I'm in a different state now.
Yeah.
The best part about that was at first, because we were like, hey, would you be cool? Yeah. Would you be cool recording an intro for us, you know, for our show? And I give him the card and he's like, oh, okay. You know, he's kind of like,
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'll do it. Yeah, that's cool, I guess.
And he thought he was going to do it for free. And we're like giving him money because he charges about, I think, 25 or 30 bucks for a voiceover. And we give him
his trainer.
What do you call him?
He's a personal trainer.
He's a Pokemon character.
His handler.
His handler. We gave his handler the money and he's like, oh, I didn't know this was a paying gig. And then he like chugged some water and like got ready for it, got in character.
Buttoned up his shirt, tucked his shirt in. Just kidding. He was wearing like a jersey. But
yeah. John Kassir is awesome, and he harassed us that whole weekend. Every time we tried to have an interview, he popped up over the intercom.
Every goddamn time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
We even said, we were like, is there a video camera on us? Is this what's happening?
Every time.
Yeah, we were doing we're talking to Camden Toy. Every time we'd ask him a question, fucking Crypt Keeper would get on there.
Yep.
So So, okay, to answer your question about whether or not John Kassir is coming to the new show, so the Crypt Keeper was a character in the comics, which the show is based on. Mm-hmm. But the puppet and the voice of John Kassir technically belongs to HBO. Like, he is a take on the Crypt Keeper, but he's not quite what he looks like in the comics. I mean, he does look similar, and I think that after the show came out, they started to kind of base it more towards what the puppet looked like. M. Night goes on to respond to a Slash film and say, like, I would never make Tales without the Crypt Keeper. We'll be a new take, as the puppet is property of HBO. I promise it'll be cool and dark, which is where that quote comes from. John Kassir is like, I haven't heard anything, but I'll go on record saying Crypt Keeper, as we know him, is more popular than ever, and it'd be a sham / shame not to have him host the show. So he's definitely interested. I would love to see him be able to do it. Even with a new puppet, right? Because it's just a voice, and I don't think he's contractually obligated to only do it for HBO, especially since it's been off the air for 20 years, something like that. So it'd be cool to have him come back, and who cares if it's a new puppet? I know that there's like the nostalgia of the puppet that they used, but
it's still gonna be the Crypt Keeper, right? And it's still gonna look awesome.
I think if you have the voice behind it, you know, you'll be like, okay, it doesn't look as cool. Or maybe, you know, maybe it looks better in a way. Like, but, you know, okay, it's not the same, but that's, you know, the
cool.
same. That's
yeah,
the same
it's
voice.
Still cool as fuck. So.
Yeah, at least we got John Kassir back. And it's better to have that than to either try somebody that sounds like John Kassir and not quite get it right, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Super excited.
I agree. You know who... Okay, so it was so cool. We're talking about the voiceover stuff, and, you know, John Kassir did the intro for us. I'm totally stoked about that. He was so cool. You know who I was hugely disappointed with, though? Like, everybody who did intros for us, you know who didn't, that I'm just so sad about? And he gave the most bullshit response, like, answer. And maybe Batman. It was the way I asked, but Kevin Conroy.
Batman.
Like,
and our biggest fault was, is that, we didn't ask it correctly. And it was because, like, can you do a thing for a podcast? No, I can't. I know I can't because WB won't let me do the voice. And we should have been like, we just like, okay, that's cool, bye. But we should have been like, no, can you, hi, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the 8-Bit Geek, is what we should have fucking asked him to say.
I know. But you know what else, though, is that if you YouTube, if you look on YouTube, he does the fucking voice everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I think maybe he just didn't want to do it.
Because he would be doing it for, like, a show. Like, I know that he used it for, like, people's voicemails and stuff, but since we're like, hey, can you do it for a podcast or whatever? He, you know, no, I can't.
He's just like, fuck you.
Because at that point, he's doing it for, like, property or something else. But again, if we'd just been like, hey, can you just introduce, hey, this is Kevin Conroy, you know, the voice of Batman or whatever, you know, like... I'm sure he
But he even
that
mentioned,
point.
Though, that he can't do it for, like, he mentioned, he was like, yeah, I can't do it for shows or, like, voicemails or anything like that. And I don't know.
What was
kind
he
of
doing for
up.
Everyone else?
No, he wasn't. Like,
he was just
signed,
taking pictures all
yeah,
the time.
His sign didn't, his sign didn't say, like, for voiceovers or anything. It just said pictures and shit.
Well, you know, he's also Troy Baker.
Yeah, that's true. And I was going to say, at that exact moment in time, he was, you know, they were just getting ready to come out with the Batman game, hadn't come out yet then.
Yeah.
And
so maybe
he was prepping
for.
Yeah. And they just released a photo of him and Mark Hamill yesterday. So I think they're working on Killing Joke right now, which is going to be legit because it's going to be rated R and it's going to be dark and it's going to be awesome. But
yeah.
So maybe he is, maybe at that exact moment in time, maybe he was under contract not to do it anywhere because he was in the middle of finishing up doing work on the video game.
Yeah. Very true.
Could be. That's still a bummer, though.
But that was a huge fucking bummer. That was like a heartbreak. That was a heartbreaking moment for the both of us.
Yeah, for real. Because it was like, you're our hero. Bye. See
you. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, sir. Yeah. Goodbye.
Speaking of, you guys mentioned Mark Hamill. And Mark Hamill is Luke Skywalker. And there's a movie called Star Wars that's so hot right now.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see that it did better in China than I thought it was?
No,
so
I didn't.
It opened in China, on the 9th or whatever. Uh-huh. And they were like, you know, China doesn't really care for Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. And then it had, like, a record-breaking opening weekend in China, too, or some shit.
Awesome.
Like,
really?
It did, like, really well in China. And so they're like, oh, shit. It just moved it to number 3. Like, it's now behind Titanic and Avatar globally. It pushed it to, like, $1.3 billion or some shit in the box office. And so they're going, like, oh, Oh my. Oh my.
So okay, so yeah, it did 53 million in ticket sales in its first weekend in China, the country's highest ever opening weekend.
Wow.
So that's and it did another 43 million here domestically.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Still on fire.
So when
is it going to pass those two movies globally? How long? Because Avatar had the benefit of being in the theater for 254 days.
Mm-hmm.
Almost an entire goddamn year. 100 days short. 3 months short. Just about of a whole year. So.
Let's see. Star Wars box office totals are $1.52 billion. And that is just, that's just by Googling it. I don't know if that's the true number. I mean, but. Mm-hmm. Avatar box office is 2.7 billion.
So soon.
So like next week.
So soon. Yeah. But The Honeymoon. Okay, so I went to go see it again. I saw it for a third time. Yes. Last night, my buddy wanted me to see it in IMAX 3D because he feels that he can talk me into 3D somehow. And when you add Star Wars into it, he thinks it's magically going to happen. It didn't. And I was sick as shit last night too, but I still went and I fell asleep in the movie theater. I was so exhausted. I fell asleep three times and I woke right back up, but I still was so tired, but it was still great. Still loved it. And, 3D didn't do anything for me, but,
it was an afterthought in that movie for sure. There were some moments when it definitely did look cool.
The snow scene, and then when there were sparks, yeah. like the little fire pieces and stuff, like that was really cool.
Well, and also like even just the shot of the when
Star
Finn,
Destroyer,
yeah, well, at the very beginning, that Star Destroyer coming in front of that planet is awesome. But when Finn and Poe escape out of the Star Destroyer and they're flying towards Jakku, and it's just them in space, it made that scene like so much more realistic in a way than they've ever felt before, to have that kind of depth that you've never really been able to see. Yeah. And it was just kind of like, because it already felt weird for some realistic that shit moved, but then added in the 3D space, it was just like whoa, like I really feel like this is real. So I saw it in 3D the first time and enjoyed it, and I saw it in 2D the second time and enjoyed it just as much, but it was definitely like, okay, there's some cool stuff that they did in 3D, but otherwise, yeah, we can take it or leave it. It wasn't super important. It was cool in the IMAX, though. It'd be, yeah, oh my god, it's huge fucking screen.
The reason why I bring it up and the reason why I'm talking about it more is because right now, you know, like, I don't know what is going on with fan bases. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, I was talking last night about it. All the haters have really come forward right now. Like, it's the honeymoon is over. Everybody who's really seen it, you know, your friends and everything have already seen it. They're not going to, you know, they're done. And now all the hate, it's almost like all the love for the film, you know, and everyone's moved on to seeing what's next. Like, all the love and all the excitement has now subsided, and all the haters are still there, and now we can hear the haters' voices. And everybody's really fucking hating on this shit right now, and they're really getting vocal, and everybody's saying, oh, it's a rehash, oh, it's a rehash, oh, it's a rehash. And so J.J. Abrams finally responded to the criticism, and here's his quote. I knew that whatever we did, there would always be a group of people, and I was just hoping and praying that it would be smaller than not, and they would take issues with a number of things. But the response has been overwhelmingly positive for the most part, though there are those that don't like the movie. Some go as far as to disregard it as a carbon copy of A New Hope, with some new characters thrown in the mix. And he said Abrams is well aware of that. He says it's somewhat intentional. I can understand what someone might say. Oh, it's a complete ripoff. What was important for him, what was important for me, was to introduce brand new characters using relationships that were embracing the history that we know, to tell a story that is new. To go backwards is to go forwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's the reason why, you know, he defends the movie. And I completely agree. I still say it's fantastic. I loved it the third time, and I'll continue to love it. I don't see why everyone has an issue with this. It sets up an entire universe. And, you know, the people who I've talked to in person, I don't know about you two, who have hated on it, I go, would you do any better? Or could any other director set it up this way and make it a fucking amazing film that everybody really enjoyed? Could you do better? Like, why are you bitching? Like, we finally have the Star Wars films that we asked for.
Yeah. Yeah. There, oh man, there was, let me see if I can find it real quick and I'll post it in the chat. This fucking hilarious, like, okay, so I'm sure you guys saw, like, Huffington Post, for example, shit post, right? Mm-hmm. How they outsource their writers, so the writers are a bunch of hacks. But they did an article, and it was like the 41 plot holes in this movie, in The Force Awakens, and some dude responded with this huge fucking blog and went through and ripped that person apart. It was just like, you know, I mean, literally, like, well, why did this happen? Well, did you watch the fucking movie? Like, mm-hmm. It literally explains why this happened. Like, why was Rey such a good, why was she automatically such a good fighter? Like, how did she know to use that bow staff? And he was like, go to the shittiest part of town you can find and pick a fight with the smallest person. When you get out of the hospital, I think you'll then realize why she's such a good fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to fight to survive. Like, clearly on my, like, that planet and stuff.
And they just, like, showed how good she was when she got into a fight in the beginning of the film.
Well, they're just saying, like, well, that's what they're saying. Like, how is she so good with that bow staff? Like, just all this stuff. Like, that's a plot hole. Like, bitch, no, it's not. Watch the fucking movie.
Yeah, you can't,
like, look at where she lives.
And you can't tell everything. Like, you can't tell that, let's show her fucking childhood story then.
Yep, there was a lot of that where it was just, like, all the various stuff just about, why did they do this? Well, because they're setting stuff up for a fucking trilogy. Like, they're setting stuff up for more movies. Yeah. Why do you have to have something always explained to you? They'll fucking get there when they get there. Like, let there be some goddamn mystery.
Yeah.
Why did Finn have to settle? Like, how did he stumble across Rey's settlement on Jakku? Because it's a goddamn plot device that's been used since, like, fucking Westerns. Oh, there's someone stumbling through a desert. Look, they found the fucking town they belong in.
It's really ridiculous.
It's
some people.
It's really funny. I'm gonna see if I can find it and post it. It's great. He literally just rips this author like a new asshole. And if I was a dude that wrote that 41 like plot hole things and I saw this response and went through and read it, I would retire as an author on Huffington Post. I would quit. I would be like, okay, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah. And some people
don't
just
mind the blood leaking from my ripped open anus.
Wow.
Oh God.
My anus is bleeding.
And I think a lot of people are so, like, all those writers and shit, they're like, all right, well, all the good stuff is there. Now what do we do to get clicks? Well, let's fucking hate on it, you know? Like, let's create something that we all fucking, someone's gonna click and be, you know, it's essentially trolling on a professional level. That's stupid. Anyways, that's that. Did you guys know that there was a Teen Titan show in development?
Yes, I think we've talked about it before on this show.
I don't. Are you serious? Because I don't.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
Was it that long ago?
It was about a year ago.
Okay, a year ago. Yeah. So there's been about 52 shows since then. So TNT passed on the Teen Titan show and a live action. I guess they said that the script just wasn't that good. There's a lot of superhero things in the market right now, and you have to be a really good one for people to watch, and they didn't think that it was going to be a good one. So what happens here? I mean, did you guys want a Teen Titans live action show, or do you think, you know, CW just says fuck it, we'll do it?
I think everything needs to just be defaulted to CW at this point, as far as DC is concerned. They seem to be doing the best at it. I've tried to get into Supergirl. It's not happening for me. Gotham, I haven't watched this entire season.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I've heard that it's been good, but
I,
like,
will say Gotham stepped it up, and it's so fucking dark.
But yeah, I don't understand DC and their shows. Like, at first you're like, oh sweet, they've got Arrow. Oh sweet, they've got Flash. Like, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're sending Constantine to NBC. Okay, that's a little weird, but we can deal with that. Oh, you're sending Gotham to Fox. That's a little bit bizarre, but whatever, we'll deal with it. You're sending Supergirl to see, what the fuck are you doing? Keep your goddamn shit together. Like, you can't send all your your shows across different networks, or they'll never be able to tie into each other. Yeah. And then, like, then you've got it, you know, okay, you're going to split your TV universe from your movie universe, even though Marvel has proven that that's incredibly smart and financially just mm-hmm. brilliant. But, you know, okay, you split your shit against different stations, that's fine. And then, but now you've, now by splitting them across stations, like, you've created more universes for your goddamn, like, oh, it annoys the shit out of me. So I would love for them in a Teen Titans show. I think it would have been good and fun. And I don't know if you guys watch Teen Titans Go or Teen Titans on Cartoon Network. Teen Titans Go is fucking brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. But I would have loved to have seen a live action one. I'm okay with TNT not getting it, because again, it's just another fucking station and another goddamn DC universe.
Yeah.
I get really passionate about it.
I like your passion. It comes out.
I don't know. DC is really, they make a lot of poor decisions. I mean, I love the DC characters, but you're right. I mean, them spreading their franchises out so far onto so many different networks really screws them in the long run as far as like brand connectivity.
Brand synergy. Like, it's a goddamn thing. We had everything to work together.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Marvel, I mean, their universes, while they are in this shared universe, they are also kind of disconnected. There hasn't been a whole lot of crossover. I mean, you have Coulson, but Coulson hasn't been really in a movie since he started Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. And you have Lady Sif, that she showed up in a couple episodes of that, blah, blah, blah. They referenced the Avengers movies and Daredevil and Jessica Jones, but there hasn't been any, like,
true crossover.
Seen too many people like crossover. I think Samuel Jackson may have shown up also in an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So yeah, we still haven't really seen that true crossover yet. And, you know, the Russo brothers recently said that in Civil War is when the Marvel universe is going to unite, is what they said, unite. So I'm really hoping that maybe we'll see a little bit more of some characters or hints, or, you know, maybe some talks of Daredevil, you know, something, some dude's doing some shit down in Hell's Kitchen, blah, blah,
or Punisher.
Whatever. Or Punisher. Yeah,
Frank,
I don't know.
Castle, dude. He was a big part of the Civil War in the comics.
Yeah, especially since that is March 16th.
We are 2 months away from the fucking summer season starting.
Okay, hold on. Let me look. When does Civil War come out? That's this week. I think it's early summer. Civil War.
I thought it was May.
No, what comes out in March is Batman versus Superman. March 26th. Which I am highly, highly concerned about.
I have some. We'll get there. Hold on. May 6th. Okay, so 2 months in between the shows. You've got one that comes out in March, one comes out in May. That is more than enough time for them to somehow connect these two together. And knowing Marvel, they've known when things are going to come out. They could totally throw in Daredevil and or Punisher and or Elektra into Civil War somehow, in some way, but not show it in trailers, because then that would give shit away, right? Mm-hmm. Especially since we haven't seen Peter Parker yet. And also, Peter Parker should be in fucking, and should cross over into Daredevil or the Defenders universe, because like, they all work in New York, and I know they're technically Hell's Kitchen, but you know, still, Manhattan ain't that big.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I wish that DC would have done that. I mean, I wish that instead of bringing a whole new Flash out, they've got a perfectly good one on the TV show, and I wouldn't have mind a crossover where he's actually in the films. So
right,
yeah.
But maybe
DC's never going to do it.
I know. I think that on the show, they think that we're all looking for teen age range, and then they want 30 somethings for the movies. But
then you cast a Flash who is like 25 years old in your movie. Like, that actor's pretty young.
And then he continues
against a whole bunch of adults, like, or 30-year-olds for their other roles. But like, you've got a really pop. I just got a follower. Sorry, it really threw me. Thank you, Shikoba, for the follow. I super appreciate that. But you have two characters on the CW who are incredibly popular, like super goddamn popular. With like Grant Gustin as Flash and Stephen Amell as Arrow. Yeah. So why not use your goddamn resources? Like, motherfuck.
That brings me to my next point. Everybody should know, if you've listened to the show long enough, I'm a huge Batman fan. Favorite character in the comic book world since I've been a very little child. And I loved the Chris Nolan universe. That brought me so much joy. Then the new Superman Man of Steel came out, and I was just like, yes, like we're fine. This is happening. It's fine. And then they announced the Batman versus Superman, and I was so super stoked. And then all the information that came out, I was like, yes. And then the trailers hit.
Yeah.
And I am so nervous that this film is gonna suck. Like I just like that. The recent one, it's so CGI ridden. Like I remember in Man of Steel, Zack Snyder made a point to say like a lot of our stuff is practical effects, blah 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 blah. And then even the stuff that was CGI, I didn't even notice that Zod's suit was all CGI. Mm-hmm. And like that's how good the CGI was. And now we saw this trailer, and like the cape looks super fucking, like even the cape looked real. It looked damn near close to real in the Man of Steel, with even using CGI. In this new one, in the trailers for the Batman vs Superman, looks super fucking fake, like super fake. And then of course we all know that Doomsday, if that is going to be Doomsday, looks like a piece of shit CGI character from Middle Earth.
He does. He looks pretty goddamn terrible. And yeah, that new trailer with the Batmobile bouncing off him, like it doesn't look like it came close to hitting him. And I realize that like he's Man of Steel and like bullets bounce off him, and so that car would just bounce off. But like, and he wouldn't move. But I still feel like he should have a little bit, because he doesn't move. It looks so goddamn fake. Like, because even if you hit a pole or a wall, the wall it moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, like you see something happen because the molecules still move. They just hold together. So I feel like that, like, still should have been like ow.
Yeah, and it kind of cancels.
Not ow, but you know, like.
Yeah, and it kind of cancels out everything from Man of Steel when you think about it, because he gets punched by something that would be the fucking kind of mass and size of a car hitting him. And when he gets punched, he flies fucking 18 blocks down South
yeah.
Drive, and then a car hits him, a giant tank car, and he's just like, oh, nothing. So it really worries me, man. I don't know. I'm so scared. I hope it comes out really well, but I feel like they're going to fuck it up. I really do.
Yeah. She go by ask Middle Earth. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen what the quote unquote Doomsday character looks like, but he looks kind of like one of the Orkai from Lord of the Rings or something. Like he doesn't look very good. Kind of looks like a mix between that and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, mm-hmm. and what else? Like there's a bunch of like shitty CGI characters that we've seen in the past few years, all fucked. They all fucked each other. They all had children, and then those all fucked each other. Uh-huh. And that's what it looks like. It just looks like a giant goddamn mess. But again, there is rumors that it might be Wraith.
Right.
Which is another bad guy who kind of has similar powers as Doomsday, mm-hmm. and actually is created using the DNA of Zod. So that is a very interesting point. Like, oh maybe. Because everyone's assuming it's Doomsday, because I think they're calling it Doomsday or they're saying Doomsday. It would be really interesting. They're like, oh, it's totally Doomsday. Ha, JK, Wraith. Like,
yeah, but they still should have never revealed him in the trailer. Like, it was not needed at all.
Absolutely agreed. Unless it's just how the movie ends. Like, the movie ends with that shot of the three of them going up against it. And that's like, okay, that we'll pick this up in the Justice League movie.
Yeah. That would be fun. I'd be fine with that. But yeah, so that's got me nervous. Hopefully they pull it together. While we're on the subject of shitty things,
you got you went back to your Jay Leno thing.
You guys hear about this? You guys heard about this whole Oculus thing, right? It's like the future or something. That's my shitty Jay Leno. So the Oculus exec has come out, and he's really kind of, you know, even the story says it, he's kind of in backpedal mode since the release of this whole pre-order.
Hey, what's that dude's name again?
Palmer Luckey.
I know.
What a stupid fucking name.
Because he's got a dumb name, and he wears sandals like a fucker.
I really dislike this guy. Ever since he's become rich, he like put on sandals, and then like he wants to be known as like, hey,
you know what
I'm
it was?
I'm this cool guy.
I think he got rich I think he finally bought cable TV, and I think he watched a marathon of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and was like, that guy knows what's up.
Well, if that's the case, then Kevin's that's Kevin's new idol.
Nope.
Well, Guy Fieri, sign me the fuck up.
Nope.
So he's already come out. Okay, if you don't know, and if you're watching or listening, the Oculus Rift is a VR headset that you need at least a $1,500 PC for. Now, they're charging $600 for the headset, and you still need a powerful PC. Now, they say $1,500, but I say bullshit, because my PC can't even run this at minimum specs. They're saying a 970 is the minimum. But I don't feel like you're going to be able to get that with at full resolution at fucking ultra settings on these games. Plus, there's not even AAA titles coming out. Anyways, that's getting a whole bunch of other shit. So he's kind of backpedaling a little bit because they promised a price tag about $350 when it came out. It's $600, but then he goes on to say that it's obscenely cheap for what it is.
I don't know. I got into it, like, not a, I don't say an argument. I got into a discussion with a friend on Twitter about this, because he was like, it's first wave consumer technology of this thing. Of course, it's gonna be more expensive. You know, go back and look and see how expensive the iPods were when they first came out. Go look how much this was when it first came out. Blah blah blah. All this stuff, because it is the first, and like obviously things get better and get cheaper as they go along. But at the same time, yeah, you say 350 and you twice that. Go fuck yourself.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the best example I can give you, I was listening to a podcast, Cheap Ass Gamer, this week. They had a great example. People are saying, like, well, you pay $600 for a phone. Well, it's not a phone. It's a fucking computer in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's what you have in your pocket.
That just happens to also work as a phone.
Well, now it does.
The phone is like secondary to smartphones.
Right. And so, and with this, you're paying $600 and you don't even get a product that works. You still need a $2,000 computer in order to make it work. So that's where there's the disconnect there. And so he also started ripping on Sony, and he goes, well, the PlayStation VR isn't as good as Oculus.
Bullshit.
I'm going to call bullshit.
Fuck that guy and bullshit.
Yeah.
So you're going to say a startup company is doing a way better job than a fucking established titan. Technology fucking titan.
And here's the other deal. With the PlayStation, you get the extra power. They're going to sell you with the headset. You're going to get the additional power needed to run it. And you just plug it into your PS4 and it's running.
Yeah.
Like, and they are a fucking first part. Like, they're going to have first party games. They've announced over 100 games already for the PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's just like, well, here's some tech demos.
Here's some tech demos and a bunch of Facebook ads.
Yeah. And
no
poop,
shit.
Poop, friend request.
Oh, my God. So our buddy Ryan says, unless the headset is way, way better than the DK2, that $1,500 PC requirement is total bullshit.
Yeah.
Emphasis on total.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I have a friend who has the development kit, and he had to upgrade his video card to a 970 just to basically get it to run correctly. Otherwise, everyone was getting nauseous every time they ran it. Mm-hmm. And he was running a, I think, 770 before that. So, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
That's not consumer technology right there.
And that's because, the...
Yeah, unless you're selling the fucking computer to go with it, which, in a way, Sony is.
Yeah.
You know?
I was gonna say the Oculus Rift does have a. I think it starts in February. They do have a pre-order coming out where you do get their Oculus computer.
$2,000.
And I think it's $1,400 or some shit. I forget exactly.
Yeah, they
how much
can go fuck themselves with a knife
for real.
It was stupid expensive.
Wow.
And it's not even. We're all kind of upset a little bit about it because we were a little duped with the whole promise of what VR was going to be, and Ryan called it. I don't think that we all were like, yeah, whatever. But he's like, it's not ready. Like 2016, it's not ready. And it's clearly not when you have prices like this. Because the average consumer, yes, the people who need to have it are going to buy it. But I don't think that in the long term, you're going to get the library of games to justify spending that much money. The PlayStation 1, I think, has a better chance of going mainstream and actually being something that somebody wants. And I also think that Valve has a chance to do the same thing because they also announced pre-orders that are going to open up on February 29th. What remains to be seen is how much their headset's going to cost. And Is it going to be worth it? And I think that what we talked about last week is if they announce Half-Life 3 along with the headset, people will fucking lose their minds. Like if that's the big, like, you know how we talked in the past about Half-Life 3 and it's almost too big of hype to release and like nobody will, but if you attach it to this technology and you're like, oh yeah, well it'll work with it or without, but it's a bundled package, Half-Life 3 with your HTC Vive, people would absolutely be buy, you know, I mean, and if they price it at somewhere around $400 to $500 to beat the Oculus price, I think it's a win for them.
I'm really curious to see how much it is, because also the problem with being the first in your, like, I don't know what you can call it, your field, but the first in your market, I guess, is that you do kind of be like, we're just going to kind of make a guess here. Like, I mean, because, yeah, technology is a little more expensive right now because it's brand fucking new, blah, 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 suck a dick, whatever. But
that's, we did talk about that game last week as well, the suck a dick.
Yeah. But, you know, they're like, well, you know what? People are going to buy it because they're the first one, so we're going to charge $600 for it. And they're going to fucking pay for it because, duh. But so that makes it a lot. I feel like I would want to be HTC and be like the second one coming out and be like, remember that $350 price tag? Boom.
Well, that's what Xbox did. That's what Xbox did, right? Last generation, you know, PS4. They made the Oculus is going the PS3 route, and they priced it at $600, and then, you know, HTC is gonna be like, okay, well, yeah, fuck it, like we'll take a loss on it, you know, like we'll take a little hit and we'll sell it for cheaper and make up for it hopefully in software sales.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's any smart company would do that. They're going to lose money on hardware. They always lose money on hardware, especially when systems get cheaper. They're still losing money on hardware. Those accessory sales and everything, the fact that you're going to get people to commit to buying your system, of course they're going to buy your system and they're going to have to buy software and everything. You make your money back on licensing and accessories. Easy.
Yeah. And especially with the problem that I see with this is, It's not even the game licensing that they're going to make a killing on. It's everything else. Like, everything else that ties into it. Being able to go to a sporting event and say you charge $40 for a 50-yard line ticket to experience in VR, right? And then you get a cut of $10 each ticket sale. I mean, like, all these tie-ins, like, all the money's there for them to make it up somewhere. Like, lose the fucking money on the hardware and make it up with all this other shit. Like, I just don't understand why they think, and especially when you have a hundreds of billions of dollars in reserves with Facebook, I don't understand when that's your parent company that you can't take a loss on it. I don't know. It baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
It baffles me. The other thing that baffles me is that Sony made a boo-boo and has made a boo-boo, and the internet's going fucking apeshit on them. They're trying to
happen a lot with Sony. I feel like, you know, we called them a second ago a technological titan. Because they are in regards to all the shit they put out. But I feel like sometimes they're a little out of touch.
Well, they definitely are out of touch on this one. They try to trademark, or they're trying to trademark, Let's Play.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's going to try, but it's not going to work.
I think the way that it was explained was electronic transmission and streaming of video games via global and local computer networks. Is what the filing was. And then so, like, this article goes on to say, so in other words, it's a trademark of oh man, you just move stuff around. It's a trademark on gaming videos, just like the kind that the community already describes as Let's Play videos.
Yeah, and I mean, the Let's Play has been around since YouTube started, and, you know, since gaming started online. I mean, this is not something Maybe they just didn't know. Maybe they're so out of touch with the YouTube base community and, you know, everybody who makes these videos. And I don't know. I got no answer for it, really. But that was a boo-boo. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
And they haven't updated anybody and said, oh, they are bad. Let's pull the patent. I mean, obviously they want to use it for advertising or maybe a service that they're using, but they should just drop this one.
Yeah, I mean, it. Once again, I mean, it's worth a try, I guess, but it's fucking hilarious.
And I think that Mott's apple juice has the trademark on it. If I saw it on Reddit this week, there's a Mott's has a logo that says Let's Play, and then right under it it says TM.
God.
And so I don't think it's gonna work out. I don't think
this Final Fantasy VII playthrough brought to you by Mott's Applesauce.
Oh shit.
Let's play.
Hold on, no, though, but guys, but for real. Hold on. I'm gonna get real with you.
Oh, here we go.
If I could be sponsored by Mott's and get applesauce for playing fucking Final Fantasy, I'd do it. I'd do it in a goddamn heartbeat.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Oliver would love that.
Wouldn't we all?
Oh man, Kev, they're liking you. They are just loving your beard tonight, man, in the chat.
Are you guys loving my hair?
Thank you.
I combed it.
What just, about my beard?
Listen, you guys always get the love for your beards and shit.
Well, you should grow a goddamn beard.
I did once, and then I didn't get vagina.
You don't ever get vagina, so what the goddamn is the loss here? I don't understand.
Check match mate point.
So Steam made a lot of money on the winter sale.
Yeah, fuck them. I mean, well, no.
I know that we all are very opinionated about this whole Steam, this new setup for the Steam sale. I was really rooting that they did not make a whole lot of money. I was hoping that the community voted with their wallets and said, bring back daily sales, please. But they didn't. They sold $270 million in revenue.
Yeah.
They made
good for them, but I
46
mean, it's
million
still,
sales.
I miss the excitement of a Steam sale. I was not excited at all for any of this.
For real.
The first day I saw some stuff and I was like, eh, that's all right. And then it just stayed that way the whole time. And it's just like, there's no change. I didn't even really, it wasn't worth going back every day to see if there was a new sale because there wasn't. And it was just fucking.
I was more excited to go to Green Man Gaming to see their deals. Because they actually have daily deals, and I'm like, ooh, what can I get today? Like, I don't like the new system. I hope they don't. Ugh, fuck, I hope they change it back.
Yeah,
I agree. I can believe they made so much money because I did buy games. I did it. I bought games.
I bought a couple games. I bought a couple games.
I bought us all Go Mount Your Friends. So that was
a fantastic choice, by the way.
But. I don't know. I think it's tough because I know there's definitely a community outcry for how shitty their sales have gotten. But at the same time, like, maybe they just aren't seeing the revenue that there's, like, you know, when they keep doing the same thing over and over again. And so, like, they're just trying to change it up and figure out ways that they can make more money. I don't know.
What I'm kind of pissed about is no one really ever solved that goddamn winter sale detective stuff.
Did they not?
Not that I know of. I mean, I think the subreddit's still up, but I mean, I don't think anyone did. The best thing somebody got out of it is there was a red herring badge that you can get if you went to a certain game and you typed in a code on the website and it brought up a prompt. If you just typed in search and hit enter on the website, a code prompt would pop up and you entered a certain code and you got a red herring badge. So if you're a badge collector, good for you. I mean, otherwise there was no benefit to this. So, I mean, whoever, they didn't figure anything out, I guess.
Either they made it too hard or they made it so shitty that people figured it out and they didn't even know. There's got to be more than this.
Yeah.
Maybe in 6 months we'll get a, or maybe on February 29th.
How funny would that
find out?
If like literally that's what it was. Like there was just a hint like, yo, February 28th, we're going to announce we're going to announce Half-Life 3.
And why wouldn't it be February 29th? Because it's leap year.
29th,
because that's when they're releasing the pre-orders for the fucking 5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The 29th. Yeah, not the 28th.
Yeah, that's what we said.
I don't know what anybody said. Fuck, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
That is kind of brings me to my last story here.
Yeah,
it kind of ties in with the whole maybe it's actually happening because of the fact that the writer of Half-Life 2 and he's resigned from his position at Valve after 18 years. He is retiring and
he's got nothing to do.
he said he wants to work on some sci-fi projects.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, like maybe his last hurrah was writing Half-Life 3. He's done, he rides into the sunset. And he's retiring just before February 29th. I'm just saying it all lines up. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe nothing nothing matters.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, honestly, and I hate to say this because I fucking love Half-Life. Half-Life changed my gaming life, you know?
It did for all of us.
Yeah. I'm getting, as I get older, I'm honestly getting less and less excited for Half-Life 3. I feel like the hype is so fucking over the top right now to where Valve's right. When they do announce it or release it, it's not going to live up to it. And I hate to say that because, once again, I was one of the guys that got hooked. And I, you know, played everything as it first came out. When Episode 2 first came out, I had to beat it within like 2 or 3 days. And that was in 2005. That was 10 years ago. Six, maybe 9 years ago. And I'm kind of over Half-Life now because it's just become such a fucking joke on the internet. So, I mean, I don't know. It's going to take a lot to bring me back at this point, man. And I hate to say it because I love Gordon Freeman. I love the story. And it's just, I feel kind of heartbroken by it, you know? That's the way it goes, you know?
I don't know, man.
Fucking Valve can't count to three.
I think that when it happens, you're gonna fucking, maybe you're saying that now, but if they announced it on February 29th, you would break down like a little baby and cry and say, thank you so much, yes. No?
It would really have to impress me at this point. I would want to see some screens that's going to be like when Half-Life 2 came out, where they created new technology just for that game. I don't think that's going to happen with Half-Life 3. I think it's going to sneak out and...
Like the Vive? Like, you don't think that, like, that's
that's the new
like...
technology, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they did
Come
it,
on.
You dumb.
You dummy?
That's what we're talking know. About.
Yeah, we're talking about bringing new
that,
technology
I'm saying,
out.
Like, I'm talking about, like, graphical technology and just...
That is!
I don't know.
What are you
know.
Talking about?
It's not technology. Come on, you can't fucking...
It's got two fucking hand things, and it's got a camera behind you.
You know, has that
and
the
then
Wii,
you're like,
too.
And
okay.
you're like this, and you're like... Fuck! Like, what do you want?
Like Ryan said, I just want to see the story get resolved at this point, but I'm not nearly as hyped as I was, say, even 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, it's been the laughing stock of the internet. It's like fucking turning into Duke Nukem Forever. It finally comes out and fizzles.
I don't know, man. I gotta disagree with you on it. I would still be super stoked to see it. I respect your point of view. I enjoy when you speak, but I'm going to have to shut you down. That's our show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank Ed and Ryan for donating on Patreon, being a Patreon subscriber. You have helped make this show come to life.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ryan. You guys.
Look who's calling me.
Fucking Ed.
Fucking Ed. Hold on. I'm answering. Hold on. Hello? I'm recording a goddamn podcast.
Doesn't Ed know that we record every Monday night?
I know we literally just thanked you because we're trying to wrap it up, but you fucking called in the middle at the middle of the end of the show. Don't you know? Why aren't you watching? You're supposed to watch this, you paid customer.
We just gave you a shout out and you didn't even know.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in.
So I'm gonna call you in a bit. Hold on. Sorry. Bye.
Thanks for everybody for tuning in on Twitch. Go to our Patreon for $1 a month. You can have extra content. And also, thank you for listening on iTunes and all the other places. I'm Jeremy.
I guess I'm Doug this week.
I'm Doug this week. Remember?
No, it's my turn.
I'm Kevin.
And they'll still pee on your cake.